It was almost 300 years ago, in a city then called Washington, that the government leaders finally recognized the irrecoverable error in their current consumption of the Earth's NRR, non-renewable resources. They had been warned of impending disaster by their own scientists for years. Quite simply, anything left to eat, drink, or breathe was depleted or close to being destroyed. So they finally directed their considerable talents to halting the outflow. They passed laws. They developed, in the parlance of the time, alternative energies. They cleaned up their air, somewhat. And they made progress. But there was one important resource whose loss they could not prevent. One necessity of life they could not recover. One treasure of the world that was soon to disappear forever. By the year 2150, almost all the available fresh water on Earth had been drunk up. All lakes and rivers had been diverted, dammed, and pumped dry. With the accumulated global warming of the 21st century, all glaciers had completely melted or been mined. Nor was it even possible to desalinate any of the oceans after the radioactive disaster of the 23rd century. The northern polar ice cap had been destroyed in that ecological catastrophe, and the Antarctic polar ice cap, well, it was but a shadow of its former self. That which had not already melted had been mined with deeper and vaster wells. Of course, the four greater federations, left ruling the world, quickly staked their claims to this last remaining source of fresh water on Earth. But it was becoming clear, unless they were able to locate water in their outer planetary explorations, there would soon be nothing left to drink, in which to bathe, or to nourish even the rarest crops that still existed. No water left. No water left at all. The profound climate changes wrought by the environmental catastrophes of the 21st century raised the sea level so much that most of the islands of the world disappeared by the year 2200. Coastlines were pushed back so deeply that countries then known as Greenland and Holland had disappeared. Despite recent colonization of the Moon and Mars, the world population stood at over 20 billion people. With the only available water being transported to the major industrial cities, countries south of the equator became barren and deserted. And the Great Migration brought all world citizens northward to increasingly crowded urban centers, increasingly regulated by totalitarian world governments. And life was lived very differently than in the 21st century.
Mommy, Jason's going outside without his AUV suit.
Jason, come back! You must put on your anti-UV suit before you go outside. What are you thinking?
Mom, I'm just going to Darren's house. He's 5 minutes away.
It makes no difference. Do you want your skin to burn off your bones before dinner? And take a hydro bar before you go.
Mom, I hate hydro bars. They're not even real.
Do you know how many millions of children in Pan-Asia are dying of thirst every day because they have no hydro bars? We should be grateful for our chance to hydrate at all.
Mommy, can we have our glass of water now?
Oh, darling, you know our ration card only gives us one glass each a day. I'm saving them for dinner. Let's finish your homework. Name the four greater world federations.
America, Euroland, Pan-Asia, and the Darkland.
Which is where?
Anything south of the equator. Mommy, will it ever rain again?
Well, they say it won't, Cecily, but maybe science will figure out a way to change that someday.
And, in fact, it had not rained anywhere on Earth for over 150 years. Lack of water, which had once been as plentiful as stars in the sky, now gave new meaning to the term conspicuous consumption.
Miss Summers, Mr. Lao Tzu will be arriving from Beijing next week. We must make the right impression on him.
Yes, sir.
I don't need to tell you what landing this contract will mean to the entire company.
No, sir, you don't. May I suggest that you take Mr. Lao Tzu to lunch at Springs? I understand they have an exciting new addition to their cellar.
They didn't find...
Yes, sir. I hear they got in 10 cases of 21st century Evian, hidden for 200 years in a vault in Montana somewhere. Apparently the chef had a maiden aunt there.
21st century Evian.
Well, this contract is worth that kind of investment.
Water. How to use it, how to exploit it, how possibly to find it. Water became the lingua franca of the day.
Cheers, Harry. Nice spread JR's laid out tonight. Not that he can't afford it.
You heard about his latest trophy?
What, you mean other than Lulu?
30-year-old blonde bombshells are a dime a dozen.
What, a Ferrari? Even if I could afford it, I wouldn't want to deal with the regulatory agencies.
A Ferrari? Jesus, Dick, JR's an important man. Keep going.
A private Concorde? No?
You're thinking small, Dick.
No. Not a...
That's right. Just installed.
But where did he find it? They crack down hard on private ownership now.
Not if you grease the right palms.
Wow. His own jacuzzi. How many people does it seat?
JR doesn't believe in tiny statements. 10. He's using it as the centerpiece of his son's bar mitzvah party.
He's going to let kids in it?
Come on, Dick. You know the bar mitzvah party is not for the kids.
iAmerica and Euroland had taken the lead in the SCR project, the Synthetic Cloud Reseeding Plan. Though the principal aim of the project was generally well known, the details of its status and methods were a closely guarded secret by the CDSD, the Central Department of Sustainable Development. After all, if this information fell into the wrong hands, the world might be left in worse shape than before.
Central Department for Sustainable Development, Torrance E's office. Yes, sir. Not yet, sir. I expect him any minute. Of course, sir. Very good, sir.
Good morning, Jeannie. Sorry I'm a bit late.
Good morning, Mr. Z. Traffic?
No, a spot of trouble at home. My grandfather got a bit excited and we had to do some auto-sedating. My son tends to get jack-up overly enthused.
Now, Mr. Z, it is good for a young man to be close to his grandfather.
Great-great-great-grandfather.
Great-great-great-grandfather. I'm sure Chadder is somewhat in awe of Jacob. After all, Jacob Z was the premier hydroscientist of his day.
That was over 100 years ago, Cheney.
Nonetheless, your son is studying at the feet of a master.
It's what he's studying is the problem. Jacob is still somehow convinced that he's one equation away from finding the key to reseeding. Chadder encourages him in this delusion, and the two together make for an overexcited emotional implosion.
Well, I think this message will call the nuclear reactor. Hyde just called. He wants to see you in his office immediately, with the figures on the Antarctic water tables. Oh, and he asked that we not log this meeting. I wonder why.
I think Hyde must be getting some kind of pressure from higher up. He's seemed particularly paranoid lately. Too many unlogged meetings in the wee hours. Let me just get my notes.
Torrance Z here for you, sir.
Send him in.
Good morning, Mr. Hyde.
Torrance, thank you for coming. You have those spreadsheets?
Yes, I'm afraid the news is not good, sir. The water tables across the board have diminished another 7%.
What about in the southeast sector?
In what we could check, sir, it was the same. Except for the groundling well, of course.
Why, what do you mean, Torrance?
Well, of course, we were prevented from sounding that well. On your order, sir.
Who told you that?
Chief Engineer, Mr. Hyde. He said that your office had ordered a quarantine on this well and closed it to all but the executive committee. I assume that
he shouldn't have told you that, Torrance. The project at the groundling well is top secret. I must ask you not to discuss this with anyone. It could compromise our future success.
Of course, sir. You can count on my discretion.
And, Torrance, I'd like to keep these charts in my own office, if you don't mind. There are no other copies?
No, sir, that's quite all right. There are no other copies.
And, Torrance, remember, this meeting is not in the log.
No, sir. Will there be anything else, sir?
That's all, Z. Good day.
Cheney was right. Jacob Z once was the premier hydroscientist of his day, winner of the Nobel, and it was predicted that he would be the man who could, at last, bring rain to the earth again. Of course, that was before the mysterious and unfortunate accident that brought Jacob's research efforts to an abrupt end. But in his more lucid moments, Jacob could convince many that he was very close to the solution that would reseed the clouds and bring clean water to a parched planet. But the final pieces to his puzzle were as elusive as the end of the rainbow.
Grandpa, look! I got a new CD virtual! Check it out!
The sounds of the past.
Well now, listen to that. Takes me back to my boyhood.
Come on, Jacob. There weren't any rushing rivers left in your boyhood.
But there was a spring-fed pool up in the mountain where we went camping. By the time I was your age, you couldn't even wash your hands in it. But when I was very young, you could dive down deep to the really cold water, then float up on the surface for hours.
No way. You dreamt it.
Oh, they haven't taken all my memory.
No, just enough to screw up your research. You're right, Grandpa. Somebody up there didn't want you to find the solution.
But with your help, young Sultan, we might have outfoxed them.
Out what?
Foxed. Outfoxed them. Foxes were a feral animal that thrived all over the world until the 22nd century. They were smart, sly, quick. So if you outfoxed somebody, you beat them at their own game. Torrance, my boy, you're home early.
Hello, Jagger. Hello, Cheddar.
The CDSD isn't keeping you busy these days? Cheddar, your father said hello to you.
Hello, Dad.
How pleasant to come home to such a warm welcome, Cheddar. I wish your mum were here as well. Go to rest her.
You don't need to remind me, Dad. If you gave as much thought to what Grandpa and I've been working on, you might...
Now, you two, that's enough. You're wasting good air with such talk. Cheddar, your dinner will be ready soon. Go moose your hands before you come to table. Go on with you now.
What are you listening to, then?
My virtual CD. Cheddar probably pirated somewhere.
You shouldn't let him listen to such things, Jacob. He gets his hopes up.
Well, it's his hopes that have inspired a little breakthrough in our project together, Torrance. The boy takes after you and his talent for research. You should maybe give him a listen.
Maybe you're right, Jacob.
You do believe that I'm making progress, don't you, Torrance?
Of course I do, Jacob. It's just, well, the results are not good from Antarctica. The wells are down another...
7 or 8%, I should imagine.
How did you know?
Because I predicted it 10 years ago.
And Mr. Hyde seems to be, well, secretive about the direction of the project right now. I'm not sure if he just doesn't trust my research, or maybe there's something else going on. Not too long ago, it seemed that we were on target with our progress. Now the executive committee has quarantined one of my most promising sources, and I can't get any answers from anyone.
A grounding well in the southeast sector, I would imagine.
Jacob, that information is top secret. How in the world did you...
I've told you, Torrance. Your boy is a genius. He identified the grounding well as having the exact magnetic coordinates needed to open up a cloud reseeding station with the help of whatever ozone is left there. We just have to figure out how to tap it. It was all in the V-disc we sent to your office.
Jacob, I never got that V-disc.
Then I'd suspect someone was watching your inbox, my boy.
But who? No one but the executive committee has access to anywhere near my research station.
And who do you think most benefits from your research, Torrance? Perhaps you've gotten wind of the QLC.
That quadrilateral commission rumour, that's pure paranoid speculation. The very existence of such a so-called commission could mean the end of civilization as we know it. Are you suggesting that my own boss could be a part of... Hello?
Torrance, something is very strange. I came back to the office a little while ago to pick up some copies I forgot, and I found Hyde and some of his goons ransacking your cyber files.
What do you mean?
They didn't see me. I'm calling you from the secure line in my office. I can't talk long. What do you want me to do?
That's crazy. He already has all pertinent copies of everything I've...
What are you doing here?
Nothing, Mr. Hyde. I came back earlier to pick up some files that I'd left and...
Man?
What? Stop! Stop!
Genie!
Who's there?
What is it, my boy?
I don't know, Jacob. But you may have been right about something. And I think we need to go away someplace for a while.
The next day, CNN OmniNews carried the story about Cheney's mysterious disappearance, as well as the news that the CDSD had issued an all-points bulletin for Torrance Z's arrest.
The CDSD informs us that Mr. Z had displayed signs of radioactive dementia for some time now, and speculate that he is responsible for the disappearance of Cheney Jost, his personal assistant. Chief General Hyde had this to say.
Not only do we believe Mr. Z murdered Cheney, we believe that he's holding a massive supply of synthetic anthrax, which he stole from our laboratories. We have no doubt that he won't hesitate to release it in a major urban center to catastrophic effect.
Chief General Hyde emphasized that should Mr. Z be sighted, the CDSD should be contacted immediately. This is Wolf Blitzkrieg for CNN Omni News, your only source for world news.
Oh, God. Poor Cheney.
Dad, it's just like Jacob said.
I'm afraid so, Torrance. They're out for you.
But why me? My work on the SCR project hasn't been any more important than dozens of other scientists.
Apparently your work at the grounding well is more sensitive than you thought.
Then it's simple. I'll just turn myself into the Euroland High Command, very publicly, so that enough people will see I have nothing to hide. At least you two will be safe.
Torrance, what if it's not your research they're after?
What do you mean?
Dad, if they've been watching you, maybe they know about Grandpa's research too.
In which case, it's not just you they're after.
But even if they knew everything we know, the CDSD is committed to sustainable development for the whole world.
Until they control the only water supply left, and then they call all the shots.
That kind of power grabbing went out in the 23rd century. A concentration of vast power in the hands of a few only results in destructive social chaos. It's a fundamental principle of human development that we all learn in grade school.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Well, I guess Santa Claus missed the 23rd century.
Dad, are you going to sit here and blather about your high-minded fairy tales? We've got to get out of here.
He's right, Torrance. It's only a matter of time before they find us.
But where? We could apply for refugee status in Pan-Asia, but how will we get there? All of the transport stations will be looking for us.
I-America?
I couldn't handle it.
There's maybe one way we can travel, but avoid the transport stations.
What?
By boat.
By boat?
On the ocean?
Chatter, you know marine travel doesn't exist anymore. You can't survive being that close to radioactive waters.
Well, I met this girl.
You met a girl?
Yeah. And, well, she has a boat.
A boat? Made of what? The radioactive poison will eat the engine.
It doesn't have an engine. She powers it the old-fashioned way. With sails.
By wind? She's mad.
No, Dad, it works. She's devised a sort of anti-UV suit that covers the entire vessel. It's quite sturdy.
Out in the open ocean? But how does she know where she's going? All her navigation tools must be rendered useless by proximity to the radioactivity. Why, even a compass is useless.
She sails at night. By the stars.
What?
What?
And if there is a cloud covering, she sails by wind velocity and direction and, well, by her instinct.
Instinct?
Completely daft.
You have another suggestion, Dad.
Where do we find her, Cheddar?
Completely deserted.
I scarcely dare breathe here, even with this damn suit on. Chatter, you sure you'll find her here?
She usually docks off the long pier. That's it. The Seascape. Marina will be there. She usually sleeps during the day.
She sleeps during the day?
Yeah, Dad.
How did you meet her then?
You know, just around.
Jesus Christ!
Where the hell do you think you're going?
It's okay, Marina. It's me. It's me.
Cheddar. Sorry, I didn't see your face in your AUV suit. Quiet, Caesar.
I didn't expect to find you up yet, Marina.
Caesar lets me know when someone strange is on the dock. What are you doing here, then?
Marina, this is my dad and my grandfather, Jacob.
Jacob Z? The Jacob Z? Oh, it's an honour to meet you, sir. Cheddar has told me a lot about you. I mean, a lot about you. Yeah.
Marina, is it? Oh, thank you. Unfortunately, I can't say as how Chadder has told me the same about you.
Son, I think we need to get inside somewhere. We're sure to be tracked by the satellites if we don't.
Marina, we need your help. Can we come aboard and talk?
Who's after you?
The CDSD.
Okay. Come on, then.
So, when they put out the word on CNN Omni News that the CDSD had accused Dad of, well, doing away with Cheney, we knew they would be after all of us.
So you came here?
We came to you for help.
With the CDSD and probably the entire police muscle of at least two of the greater federations chasing you.
We know we don't have the right to ask you anything. You would be justified if you turned us all in right now, but Chadder insisted we at least talk to you.
You know that I travel by sailboat, using no navigational instruments and no motor.
So we hear quite the ancient mariner.
Frankly, I didn't think it could still be done.
It can. If you listen to yourself, and not what they've been telling you for a few hundred years.
It's not that we don't appreciate your...
intrepid spirit.
Exactly. It's just that, well, as a scientist whose work is informed by the past few hundred years, it's hard to grasp other realities.
Beggars can't be choosers now, can we?
And just where were you thinking I could take you?
Well, we were thinking, Marina, that the best place to hide would be in the most obvious place.
Obvious?
Like Antarctica?
You're mad.
I know. It doesn't seem possible.
You're completely bonkers. I thought I was crazy, but this is insane. Where would you live? I know it's not as cold as it used to be, but you still couldn't stay outside too long, even in tents. The satellites would pick you up.
The thing is, Torrance knows where to find the abandoned camps in the sector not far from the grounding well.
There are old cabins which we can use, and God knows there's enough ice to melt for hydration. We only need to bring some blankets, clothes, writing material.
Since we can't use any electronic instruments that can be tracked.
Some freeze-dried supplies to eat and a long-life fuel cell to cook with.
They can track you with a fuel cell.
Not if it's low density.
And you'd live with no other mechanical or electronic tools. No means of communication.
We can't. They'd track us.
And how long would you stay?
Until we figure out the next step.
Until maybe I can find out what the CDSD is up to at the groundling well.
It'll take me 3 months to get you to Antarctica, if all goes right. Once we leave here, we can't put into any known port because they'll track us. And I'm not putting in at just any old harbour in the Darkland if I don't have a shoal chart. I'll have to hoist another mainsail. That requires 24-hour-a-day surveillance, which I won't be doing all by myself. I don't have any fancy moosing facilities on my boat, so you'll be fairly dirty for 3 months. There will be absolutely no electronic devices on board my ship. Not for communication, not for entertainment, not to signal for help. It's just you and me out there.
Okay.
You won't see anyone but me for at least 3 months. And then you'll be wishing like hell I was around, because after we land, the only thing alive you'll be looking at is yourselves. Those are my terms.
Agreed.
What's in it for me?
My prize money from the Nobel has been sitting in a bank in Moscow for about 200 years now. The interest rate wasn't that great, but I imagine it amounts to upward of...
Done. When do we leave?
I knew we could count on you, Marina.
We need to get some supplies. Unfortunately, we can't go out in public ourselves. I have a list.
I'll be back before tomorrow morning with everything. Hey, Caesar, what do you think? That it might be nice for a change. All that clean, frozen water. You know you don't have to wear your anti-UV suits down there.
I've never been out under the sun without my UV suit. See, Dad, what did I tell you? I knew she'd help us.
And we're grateful, Marina. Then, we're agreed.
To Antarctica.
To Antarctica!
And so, with a few months' rations and a lot of desperate hope, the group set sail in the dead of night. After several seasick weeks, they began to adjust to life on the ocean and to a powerfully quiet monotony completely foreign to anything they'd experienced before.
Hey, Dad. In another few weeks, we'll be far enough south to take off our AUV suits. Wouldn't it be great?
It'll be great to step onto solid land again. Even if it is frozen. I haven't kept anything down in a month. I must have lost 20 kilos.
You'll be all right once we land, Dad.
I hope so, Chatter. We wouldn't have come this far without your ideas and Marina's help. You did well.
Thanks, Dad.
This is not what I envisioned for your life, son.
It's okay. I don't know if I really wanted to end up like you anyway. Slaving away at the CDSD like a drone in a hive.
CDSD gave me the education and the means to make a difference in this world, Chatter. And that's all I've ever worked for.
And look how they rewarded you.
You're right, son. I still hardly believe it. So how did you meet this Marina, then?
Oh, a virtual concert, I think. They threw her out when they found she'd sneaked in with a forged ticket. I helped her find her AUV suit.
You never brought her around?
Oh, Dad. She didn't seem the type. Hey, Caesar!
Okay, Torrance. You finished throwing up dinner, then? Good. You've got the comm. Just keep steering toward that little star you see right over the horizon there.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't wait to take off these damn suits.
Me too.
Two more weeks. You see that? It's a crepe shearwater. Not many of them left these days.
I've never seen one.
Distant relative of the albatross. Supposed to be good luck for us. Shearwaters can glide for thousands of kilometres just above the surface of the ocean, barely moving a wing feather. They even sleep while they fly. God knows what they eat.
And the albatross?
Oh, all the albatrosses died out over 200 years ago. Too much longline fishing in the 21st century. Then too much radioactive poison fish for them to eat. Some albatrosses had wingspans of almost 4 metres.
And they're all gone now.
They're all gone, Laddiebuck. Like you gentlemen will be if you're not careful. Do you know what you're in for, Cheddar?
No. But whatever it is, it'll be better than what we left.
Well, urban living doesn't light your candle.
Oh, it's not just that, Marina. Yeah, it's crowded and noisy and you're watched every second of your life. But also, it's you never know what's real and what's just being fed you. I mean, look at Jekyll. Look at my dad. Every single day of his life, he beat himself up for the CDSD and for this ideal of helping his fellow man. And for what? He just never free.
You're a lad after my own heart, Cheddar. Well, maybe once you've put on a few years. I hope you guys find what you're after down there.
Maybe Jacob will see what he's missing in this synthetic cloud reseeding theory. Wouldn't that be something?
You'll see something in about 4 more weeks, all right. Antarctica.
Antarctica.
But landing in Antarctica would only be the beginning of the problems facing them. Could they survive on a continent of ice? Would they be tracked and captured and their journey be all for naught? And what was the great secret held at the Groundling Well?
Gentlemen, we've just passed the 90th parallel. We can take off our AUV suits now. Come on, look.
Oh, feel it! Feel the wind! Oh. Dad! Jacob! Come on! Oh,
yeah. Here, Caesar! There you go, Caesar! This is what the real world is like! Smell that salt! But you shouldn't stay out too long. Even at this latitude, you'll burn from the reflection off the water.
Reflections off the water.
What's that, Jacob?
Nothing. Nothing, just a thought.
You'll have to think about this reflection business, even on the ice.
On a sunny day, you won't last long.
Unfortunately, we won't be able to go out much during the day anyway. We'll be too visible to the satellites. Anyway, we'll probably be far enough down a well to avoid the sun.
Down a well?
Yes, Marina. For over 200 years now, they've been tapping the only clean water source left on the planet by digging huge wells on the remaining shells of ice. It is easier to melt the ice within the confines of the wells, and therefore easier to load and transport the water up north.
I always wondered how they did it. Is that what those ropes and crampons are for, to get down the wells?
It's the same equipment that Shackleton used when his team first went to explore Antarctica in the 19th century.
Well, slightly improved upon, Chatter, but yes, the same equipment.
And what do you think you'll find there?
If they did get hold of Jacob's files, we know why they are concentrating their efforts at the Groundling Well. It has the most promising magnetic coordinates on the planet to incubate a synthetic hydrogen.
Dad, in normal language, please.
If we can figure out how to harness the potential energy at this particular polar location, we can, well, we can make the clouds rain again all over the world.
Rainwater? Clean water?
Clean water, Marina. Everywhere.
That's something I just can't imagine.
But if the CDSD is hiding this information from our confederates in all the greater federations, it's my last euro that says they're setting themselves up an advantage.
What could it be?
We intend to find out.
Within weeks, Marina had captained the Seascape to their polar destination. Approaching this new land under cover of darkness, the men stood in awe of the pale blue mountain of ice looming in front of them, spectral and promising under the light of a moon barely waxing. Torrance directed Marina into a small cove not far from the mysterious Groundling Well, which he remembered from research done many years before.
Marina, you are absolutely sure there's not the slightest question of this dinghy capsizing?
Well, it might if you stand up and dance a jig, Torrance. Come on, take an oar.
I've just never been this close to the ocean surface. You know how toxic it is, even down here.
And how else do you propose getting ashore? You'll feel better when you're on solid ground.
The first thing I'm going to do is melt some of that ice and take a good long drink of real water. I never want to see another Hydra bar again in my life.
Amazing, isn't it? 200 years ago, we couldn't survive here 10 minutes without full cold weather gear.
That's what a couple of centuries of global warming will do for you. The rate is going. Antarctica will be completely melted in another 100 years or so.
Torrance, which direction are those cabins? The sooner we get settled there, the sooner we can map the changes of the Groundling Well.
About 10 kilometres northwest of here. We have a bit of a hike.
Cheddar can help me bring the rest of your equipment and the sledge on the next trip. If we hurry, you guys should be safe in the cabins before daybreak.
Torrance, what is that light over there?
I don't know. It looks like some kind of infrared high-magnitude lamp.
Dad, it's coming from the direction of the...
The Groundling Well, yes. What are they doing there?
How will we get there without being seen?
There's an old tunnel. It was used to store cut blocks of ice. It leads right to the well, and I know the water level is quite a ways below where the tunnel comes out. Let's hurry!
By early morning, they were safely hidden in their strange refuge, thousands of kilometres from anything they knew, silent and isolated.
Chadder and I can get the rest of the supplies from the ship tonight. But to get back north for more supplies and return before your food runs out, I'll have to set sail again within a fortnight.
That soon?
That soon, boyo. Will you miss me?
Yeah, no. It's just that, well, we just got here and I don't want you overtiring yourself. I mean...
We know what you mean, Chadder. Now go along. You can have the first real bath of your life.
What?
I set up bars in those two back rooms, and it took all night to melt enough ice for them. Marina, you can have the room on the left to yourself. We men will have to take turns. Or wait till I melt some more ice. If we're going out to face our destiny, we're facing it clean.
Grandpa! It's amazing! Thanks!
Thank you, Jacob.
So, what are you thinking, Torrance?
It's hard to say for sure, Jacob. I don't have any of my equipment to measure energy emissions or analyze heat sources. But from the color of that light and the variables in the sound waves, it seems like they're constructing some kind of anti-magnetic shield around the groundling well.
That would be the worst thing they could do.
Why do you say that?
Well, the sun must be able to penetrate to the surface of the water table at summer solstice.
What for?
I can't explain yet, Torrance. It's a feeling I have. Something to do with light refraction. Let me work on it.
We'll take the tunnel to the well tonight. You've got the high-speed digicam. We need to get solid evidence of what the CDSD is doing. It's the only way any of the Federations will believe me.
Torrance, the Federations won't let you get close enough to them to prove anything. Marina told me before we left Yololand, when she went out to get supplies, she heard a report. International Manhunt is looking for you. Priority orders are to neutralize you on sight.
What?
The CDSD apparently got them spooked enough to believe that you're the mad scientist ready to blow up the whole world. They say these priority orders are a preemptive strike.
Jesus Christ. Then it's all the more important that we find out what they are up to now. If Marina can get this information to the right people, at least you and Chatter should be safe.
And if I can just have a look at that well, maybe we'll find that last piece of the puzzle. This is the right spot, Torrance. I see rain clouds on the horizon.
We'll leave as soon as it's dark.
Strange, the miracles we can find in the unexpected presence of something so essential to life. Something you can take for granted when it is plentiful, but whose lack can sear the soul so completely that one becomes benumbed to its absence. Once Chadder and Marina actually felt the amniotic pleasure of floating in clean, warm water, concern for Antarctica or wells or their fugitive status or even impending disaster melted away. Just as surely as this continent of ice, which they had sought so desperately, was dissolving day by day.
Hey, Chadder!
Yeah?
So what do you think then?
Well, I don't know. Amazing isn't the word. I can't say fantastic because, well, I haven't even ever fantasized about something so amazing.
Maybe you should just say fantastic.
Have you ever fantasized about something like this?
I've done better, laddie. I once worked for a guy that ran a black market swim club.
What?
Yeah, way down in the basement of one of those odd athletic arenas. They used to play some game there, with sticks, on ice. Hockey, I think they called it.
I didn't think any of those places still existed.
Well, it had been abandoned a long time ago. This guy waterproofed the whole rink, then brought in shipments of glacier water, gallon by gallon, so as not to attract attention. It took him about 5 years before he had enough water to open the swim club. Then he heated it and charged about a year's salary for 15 minutes in the water.
Bloody brilliant.
Did he find any takers?
Oh, you'd be surprised how stupid people with a lot of money can be.
Could you really swim there?
Well, not really. It was only about 3 foot deep. And after a while, the water was never really clean. But every now and then, my boss would let me take half an hour or so alone in the pool. I never forgot it.
What happened to the swim club?
When hundreds of clients all fell ill with some kind of Legionnaire's disease, they traced it back to the swim club and shut him down. He's probably still in jail somewhere. I don't know what made the judge more angry. The fact that my boss had gotten away with stealing all that water for so long, or the fact that the judge didn't get to use the swim club himself before it was shut down.
Hey, look! My toes are getting all wrinkled.
So are my fingers. Do you suppose they'll stay that way?
Well, if they do, it's worth it.
You wouldn't be saying that if it was your face.
Ha ha. Even if I started to look like Jacob, it'd be worth it.
Jacob's quite a fella to be taking on this fight with you two.
Yeah, he's a bloke, all right. He's been really good to me since my mum died.
You're lucky to have family, Chad.
Well, they're sort of your family too, you know.
Thanks, laddie. It'd be nice to think so.
You know, Marina, when we get out of here, perhaps, well...
When we get out of here is a long way off, matey. You've got some bigger fish to fry.
Some what?
It's an old saying, Chadder. Never mind. You best think how we're going to help Jacob and Torrance.
Just as soon as I finish this bath.
That night, Jacob and Torrance crept furtively through the old tunnel, determined to ignore a fear that dogged their icy steps, aware of two inescapable facts. One, that they were headed in the one direction that would deliver them directly into the hands of promised annihilation should they be discovered, and two, that this also was the only direction that could deliver them salvation.
Colder than I've ever been in a long, long time.
Thank God we found those old wetsuits in the locker, or it'd be worse. Funny, I don't think I've ever been actually cold in my entire life. It's not very comfortable, but somehow, I don't mind.
End of the tunnel coming up. Stay in the shadow to the sides.
My God!
You look at that.
Well, it's clear that the light source is coming directly from this well. There's no reason for that kind of illumination, according to my research.
But what could that scaffolding structure be?
It's massive. They're in a hurry to construct something.
Fast. Before anyone else is aware of it. And that power grid?
That kind of electrical power is never employed. Except in open-air defense systems. But those systems have been out of use since the last non-nuclear proliferation treaty, almost 200 years ago.
Torrance, that's it. It's a sort of ABMD to keep everyone out.
A what?
An ABMD. Anti-ballistic missile defense. They called it a Star Wars defense system back when they first started developing the idea, 200-300 years ago.
But why would they want to keep a missile defense shield here? Even if some rogue clan had the capability, there's no possible justification to shoot missiles here.
They don't want to keep missiles out, Torrance. They want to keep water in. If no one can get into the water here, they control it forever. The CDSD must have come to the same conclusions we did. The grounding well has the exact atmospheric conditions required to catalyze cloud reseeding.
You're right! My God, if they controlled this, it could destabilize the structure of civilization as we know it.
Financially, militarily, socially.
We'd all be completely at their mercy.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. There's no hope for us, Torrance, if they find us.
Shh! Douse your lamp.
Who's there?
Chatter. Holy Mother of God.
Oh, my God, I thought we were done for.
Jesus, Chatter, what the hell are you doing here? I told you two to stay in the cabin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I just couldn't.
We couldn't let you two come out to face this alone. We're either all in this together or we're out together.
Son, you must go back at once. I want you and Marina to leave immediately and set sail tonight.
What?
What are you talking about?
Listen to me. Sail for iAmerica. The minute you get there, you can apply for asylum. You must go at once. You both are in danger here.
No way!
Chatter!
No, Dad, I'm not leaving you.
So what is it you found?
We may as well tell them, Torrance. It's the groundling well. The CDSD has figured out what we have. So they built an impenetrable shield that will give them the only means and opportunity to launch and control cloud reseeding.
But can they do that? I thought you were still working on the theory yourself.
If they stole the information Jacob sent to my office, they know enough to realize that whatever finally happens, this is the place where it will start.
So with this shield, if nothing can get in, nothing can get out.
Including rain.
That's exactly right, Chadder. Including rain. Men!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God doesn't venture this far south, Marina. In fact, not much does. Only me.
It is you behind all this, Hyde. How long have you been working against the CDSD?
Against them, Torrance. Why, the CDSD has nothing but my praises to sing. In fact, I can tell you confidentially that I've been shortlisted for the Nobel this year. Of course, the prize money won't be that significant compared to what I can ultimately expect.
They'll strip you of any Nobel quicker than you can swallow, Hyde, when they find out what you've done.
My dear Jacob, at that point, you really think it'll make the slightest difference to me?
You evil bastard. How can you do this? You'll set the whole world back 300 years. It'll be like living in the 21st century again.
On the contrary, Marina. I will save the world from four power-hungry psychopaths who thought they would take over the only source of water left on the Earth. Fortunately, I will have discovered their deranged plot before any damage was done. But unfortunately, as the headlines will read, I had to neutralize them on the spot.
And what about your Machiavellian move with the Star Wars defense, huh? You think that will fool anybody?
Oh, the fact that I had to secure this location to protect our precious resources will be a logical and prudent action to prevent any misadventure on the part of future misguided souls, Torrent.
You've forgotten one thing, Hyde.
Oh, I can't imagine what that could possibly be, young man.
Jacob, he's got the formula. He's figured it out.
Chatter!
It's true, Hyde. My grandfather's got it all worked out. And without that theorem, all you've got here is a bunch of fancy searchlights, but no rain.
Well, I'm sure your grandfather and I will have the opportunity for some interesting exchange of ideas.
Not a chance, Hyde. Not till I know that these three are safe in High America.
I'm afraid this is a non-negotiable issue, Jacob. I hate to employ crude and medieval methods, but they are effective.
Let him go, Hyde. Or I'm over that edge there.
Oh, Christ! Lower your weapons!
Jacob, don't!
No!
No, no, don't!
Stop him, man!
Run, Chatter! Run for the ship!
Stop him!
Einstein's theory of relativity in the 20th century made the world both greater and smaller than it had ever been before. Greater in that man's capacity for self-destruction was then an open-ended invitation. And smaller in that our true options suddenly became much simpler. Of course, man's capacity for self-delusion can equal that for self-destruction. But sometimes, with a nudge at destiny, the weakness of one can be greater than the strength of the other.
Last one in buys the mineral water. Come on, Dad. Come on, Marina. It's great.
Here goes.
Whoa! Marina!
Not here. It's too deep. I'm still learning to swim.
We'll catch you.
I'm staying to the side here. Wow. I can't believe everyone's missed out on this for the past couple of centuries.
Not anymore. The latest water table surveys say that your great-grandchildren's great-grandchildren will be enjoying their pool parties.
And it's thanks to you two.
It's thanks to Jacob.
Yeah. It's thanks to Jacob.
Yeah.
Wish he could be at the party tonight.
Party?
It's summer solstice.
By God, you're right. It's been 1 year.
A year since you first catalysed cloud reseeding. It was really brilliant, Torrance. Who would have thought? It was only a matter of using what was already there.
Well, it was just a question of harnessing solar refraction at the proper moment. It was Jacob that realised it.
Hey, let's toast him. I found something new at the market today. They infuse water with pure oxygen to make it bubbly. It's called seltzer.
Here, gents. To Jacob.
To Jacob!
Meanwhile, far, far to the south, at an isolated Antarctic outpost, Destiny was getting a nudge.
Right on schedule. Ah, science is a miraculous thing, wouldn't you say? Curious, isn't it? Man can take a perfect planet, completely destroy it, and despite all efforts to the contrary, which you know all about, of course, rebuild it all again. But only thanks to what the planet already offers.
Come back, listen to me! Listen to the terms I have to offer you!
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hyde. I just can't understand anything you're saying.
This is absurd. It's really cold here.
Perhaps another 70 or 80 years in that ice prison will clear the frog's meal throat.
Oh, please let me out. I'm sorry.
It was a good thing that the CDSD was more aware of your dreams of world domination than they let on to you, eh, Hyde?
I'm really sorry. I promise I won't do it again.
If I hadn't been fished out of the grounding well by their covert commando squad so quickly,
come on,
I would have been done for, even with that wetsuit on.
You can't make me there. I'll get even with you. Just you wait. You haven't heard the last of me.
And then, of course, the world would have enjoyed the pleasure of running rivers again only when you said so. If then.
There's a very nice promotion in this for you, man. Have some sense.
Call me old-fashioned. But I do think it's more democratic when everyone gets to share in the riches of our planet. For the moment, I see that they're needing some rain up in Texas. I think we'll direct a little reseeding towards the Gulf Stream. Oh, by the way, can I offer you a drink? If you're thirsty, I've got some of the best fresh rainwater you've ever tasted.
H2O was recorded by Ali Mitchell at Hillmouse Studios in Paris, France, written by Melanie Magruder and directed by Peter Hudson. The role of Torrance was played by Jeffrey Bateman, Jacob by Nicholas Hawtrey, Chadder by Damien Corcoran, Marina by Helen Later, Hyde by Paul Bandy, Cheney by Lisa Jacobs, The Mother by Peggy Smithart, Cecily by Jenna Barois, Jason by Greg Dillon, The Executive by James Mitchell, The Secretary by Kim Tilbury, Dick by David Gassman, Harry by Bill Dunn, Wolf Blitzkrieg by David Gassman, and the narrator was Peter Hudson. H2O is produced by Brava Productions.